You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
From Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Hi, I'm Isabella Ross with your evening headlines for Tuesday, May 30. 9 people have been injured when gunfire erupted along a beach boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida, sending people frantically running for cover along the crowded beach. Several of the victims were taken to a children's hospital. The 9 injured included 6 adults and 3 children, all fortunately in a stable condition. Hollywood Beach is expected to see more visitors than usual for America's Memorial Day holiday. A preliminary investigation showed an altercation between 2 groups resulted in gunfire. One person has been detained and another suspect is still being sought. Casino giant Crown has agreed to pay a $450 million penalty after it failed to comply with anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws. Crown Melbourne and Crown Perth on Tuesday confirmed it had reached the agreement with the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre. The Financial Intelligence Agency launched the legal proceedings in March last year after its investigation identified poor governance and risk management failures at Crown. In reaching Tuesday's agreement, Crown admitted to not having appropriate systems and controls in place to mitigate and manage the money laundering and terrorism financing risks. The New South Wales Attorney General is under renewed pressure to expedite the release of convicted child killer Kathleen Foldbig. Foldbig is serving a 25-year minimum sentence after being found guilty in 2003 of killing her 4 babies. An inquiry into her convictions last month heard credible evidence her children may have died of natural causes. The state's top prosecutor accepted there was reasonable doubt about her guilt. Greens MP Sue Higginson will bring on a motion for debate in the New South Wales Parliament this week, calling on the Attorney General to issue advice to the Governor to pardon Foldbig to ensure her immediate release. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says his son is resigning from politics over a controversial private party he held in the PM's residence. His son's party was exposed in magazine photos that triggered public outrage. PM Kishida said he severely reprimanded his son for the party, but that failed to quell ongoing criticism from opposition lawmakers and public outrage, which have pushed down his support ratings. PM Kishida appointed his son as policy secretary. The appointment was seen as a step in grooming him as his heir, which led to criticism of nepotism. Lastly, Egyptian authorities have uncovered ancient mummification workshops and tombs they say were discovered recently near Cairo. Inside the workshops, archaeologists found clay pots and other items apparently used in mummification, as well as ritual vessels. The spaces were found in the sprawling necropolis of Saqqara, which is part of Egypt's ancient capital of Memphis. They date back to 380 BC. In recent years, Egypt's government has heavily promoted new archaeological finds to international media and diplomats. It hopes that such discoveries will help attract more tourists to the country to revive an industry that suffered from political turmoil following the 2011 uprising. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on the debate of remote working or office working in 2023. The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily wherever you get your podcasts.